This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Trump indicted.
My office will seek a speedy trial so that our evidence can be tested in court and judged.
Supporters unruffled.
Trump true believers, they don't care.
U.S. credit rating downgraded.
Citing growing debt and eroding political stability.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For the third time, former President Donald Trump has been indicted, this time in a sweeping federal case about the bid to overturn the 2020 election results. His attorney, John Lauro, on CBS Mornings.
What the president wants to do is absolutely defend himself on these baseless charges. This is the first time that political speech has been criminalized. The president wants his day in court, but most importantly, he wants to get to the truth, which we will do in this case.
CBS's Robert Costa has more on this new criminal case against the former president.
Special counsel Jack Smith charged former President Donald Trump for his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election and stoke a crisis in American democracy.
It was fueled by lies. Lies by the defendant targeted at obstructing a bedrock function of the U.S. government.
The 45-page indictment listed six unnamed and uncharged co-conspirators. Sources close to the investigation say the indictment suggests that lawyers Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, Sidney Powell, as well as former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark, could be the potential co-conspirators.
That was a rigged election.
The special counsel laid out the case that Trump knowingly spread lies about the election, despite repeatedly being told his claims of fraud were false, including by his own attorney general.
I told him that the stuff that his people were shoveling out to the public were
The special counsel accuses Trump of orchestrating a plan to overturn the 2020 election results by organizing fake electors in seven targeted states in which he lost and pressured state officials, including Georgia Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
The special counsel also makes the case the former president directed his supporters to go to the Capitol on January 6th while Congress was in the process of certifying the election. Trump has denied any wrongdoing and in a statement called the indictment disgraceful and unprecedented political targeting. Sources tell CBS News former President Trump's legal team is now mapping out a new strategy to push back on the charges, shifting blame onto lawyers like John Eastman, who were advising him at the time.
I'm Matt Piper. Republican presidential hopefuls wasted no time in weighing in on Trump's latest indictment. Ron DeSantis saying in part, as president, I will end the weaponization of government, replace the FBI director, and ensure a single standard of justice for all Americans. Mike Pence says the indictment shows that anyone who puts himself over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And Asa Hutchinson says, quote, I have always said that Donald Trump is morally responsible for the attack on our democracy. Now our system of justice will determine whether he is criminally responsible.
University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato says for many Republican voters, indictment number three won't be any different from the others.
If this were a close race, if you had people like DeSantis and Tim Scott and Nikki Haley close on Trump's heels, then we'd be inclined to say this could make the difference. This could bring Trump down. He's 37 points ahead of his closest competitor.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
If I were this judge or if I were Jack Smith, I would want this trial to go first. Because this is the most important. Because as a former prosecutor, let alone a defense lawyer, I would say, who's the victim here? Mm-hmm. And the victim is the American people.
Fitch Ratings has downgraded the U.S. government's credit rating, citing rising debt at all levels of government and a steady deterioration in standards of governance over the past two decades. It's a drop from AAA to AA+, PNC economist Gus Fauché.
Treasuries remain the gold standard for the financial system. Financial markets view treasuries as risk-free assets. And so I think the economic fallout of this is going to be very limited.
Overseas now to Ukraine, CBS's Rami Innocencio has the latest on Russian attacks.
As many as 10 Russian drones targeted Kyiv. The mayor said anti-aircraft units took them all out, but debris did fall over several districts. The mayor said, thankfully, no one was killed or wounded. Also overnight, Russian drones launched from the Sea of Azov targeted the port of Izmail. That's on the River Danube as Russia continues to hit Ukraine's ports.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hundreds of foreign nationals have exited a West African country that's in turmoil.
Tired, relieved, and sad at leaving their homes, the first evacuees landed in Paris and Rome this morning. Most said they felt no immediate threat in Niger, but preferred to leave now because the borders and airspace were closed. It's a week since the coup in Niger, the third military takeover in the jihadist-plagued Sahel region in the past 2 years. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
There's word leaders of Hollywood's striking writers will meet with studio reps on Friday to discuss resuming contract talks. The union says the studios requested it. It's the first official communication between the sides since the strike began 3 months ago. There's a legal challenge for a Grammy-winning star. Lizzo has been sued by three former dancers who accuse her of sexual harassment. One of them, Ariana Davis, says the singer and production company created a hostile work environment.
Nobody speaks up because they're so scared for their jobs. I was terrified for my job.
The suit says dancers were pressured to engage with nude performers in Amsterdam, and one was shamed for her weight gain before being fired. There's been no comment from Lizzo or her representatives. One person was killed, more than 50 others hurt when a tour bus to the Grand Canyon rolled over in northern Arizona. Police are investigating. Last night, a big drawing and big disappointment.
Our first winning number tonight is 8. That's followed by... 24.
No winner of the Mega Millions jackpot of just over $1 billion. It now rises to $1.25 billion. For the third time this season in Major League Baseball, a no-hitter.
Looper, Pena, no-hitter for Framber Valdez.
Framber Valdez with the 93-pitch gem in Houston, a 2-0 Astros win over Cleveland. A fifth-inning walk was the only blemish.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The red-hot Barbie movie has sparked all kinds of stories, even ones that aren't true.
Barbie will be made of totally compostable materials.
Mattel says it has nothing to do with actress Daryl Hannah's YouTube video that claims the company has made a commitment to stop making Barbies with plastic by 2030.
Mattel is releasing a new line of limited edition eco-warrior Barbies, commemorating the real-world heroes of the environmental struggle, with one even named after me.
The Splash Stars fake commercial claims the dolls will be produced using mushrooms and other organics.
I'm just fighting for the environment.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A vintage Apple computer signed by company co-founder Steve Wozniak is up for auction. It originally sold for $666. Now it's expected to fetch $200,000. It's been restored and still works. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.